This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Upgrade your business with Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. Shop Pay boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning fewer carts going abandoned and more sales going cha-ching. So if you're into growing your business, get a commerce platform that's ready to sell wherever your customers are. Visit Shopify.com to upgrade your selling today.
Hello, everyone. It's time for Vanishing Outerland Stories, the podcast. I'm your host, Pete Costanis. This is episode 349, season 14. Today's date is July 21st, 2024, and welcome to the program. Yes, I am back for another episode. On today's program, I'm going to talk about an Italian restaurant a lot of people have forgotten, and I'm trying to pronounce the name of it, so just forgive me on that. So it was called Paolella's Italian restaurant, and that was located on the west side of Chicago, and it moved to the suburbs later on. So I'll discuss about a little bit about its history, and I have a menu that lists all the delicious Italian cuisine, and I'll go through that. Also, I'll talk about I just posted this morning. It was Stouffer's cakes, it's cupcakes and other kinds of cakes that I remember from the 1970s. And I'll talk about my memories of those, and should be a lot of fun. So this is a food episode. Excuse me. So right now the program will go into a commercial break. And this program is brought to you by Stouffer's French Bread Pizza. Yeah. I remember this. It was so crunchy and delicious. And here's a commercial from the 1980s. And you probably remember the commercial jingle. And they were very popular during that decade. So sit back and relax. And I'll be right back with the show, folks. Thank you.
Nothing beats a Stouffer's pizza. Luscious toppings on a French bread crust so crispy brown. All those great ingredients, it's so easy to pick up, so hard to put down. Help yourself, help yourself, help yourself to Stouffer's pizza. Real cheese toppings, yes indeed. Just one ham is all you need. Help yourself, help yourself, help yourself to Stouffer's pizza. Help yourself to Stouffer's pizza.
Okay, everyone, I am back. I hope you enjoyed the commercial for Stouffer's French Bread Pizza. It's still around. You can buy them at most stores. Jewel, Meijer, Walmart, Target. I think they're not heavily advertised now. Stouffer's, the brand is still around as well. And, they're famous for their frozen foods. Like for example, I remember one time my mom did buy the French bread pizza, long time ago in the 80s, and it was pretty good. She bought sausage or cheese and like that. Sometimes she makes her own, she takes some French bread, pours some tomato sauce, mozzarella, puts it in the oven. It's delicious. Oh, it's good. And then, but you know what? She doesn't put as much salt as Stouffer's because it's prepackaged. It's like, because it has sodium in it, so you got to watch it. So there's also lasagna they make, which I've had it before. It's delicious. I love lasagna. And so they've been around for a while. And there's a restaurant called Stouffer's that was in the Chicagoland area. I think they got it from them, I believe. So one day I'll talk about that restaurant on a future podcast episode. This will be very interesting. Excuse me. So, you know, I did get a request from some a couple of people about that. Why don't you talk about this restaurant? And I said, yeah, I will. We'll see. Okay. At the beginning of the program, I mentioned I'm going to talk about Paella's restaurant. I think that's how you pronounce it. I don't know. My Italian's bad. I'm Greek. I can't help it. So I'll talk about the restaurant and also maybe a brief history of that. I haven't found much about it. And I have a menu, and I'll read off the menu, which I found a long time ago. I won't go through the whole thing, but just the main courses and the appetizers. And then I'll talk about Stouffer's cakes from the 1970s. They don't make them anymore. Before I get started, I want to mention one thing. Yesterday, I did a podcast episode about the late Bob Newhart. I've got some wonderful responses from people. They miss him. He was a wonderful actor, comedian, you know, great Chicagoan person. You know, we will miss him terribly. He was one of a kind. And I found out yesterday as well that on CBS, you know, WBBM TV Channel 2 in Chicago, they're going to do a special on him, you know, to honor the late, great Bob Newhart. And I'm going to record it. I'm going to watch it. I hope they show clips. You know, they're going to show clips probably from all his TV shows, maybe his movies, maybe. But I think it's mostly television, you know, from the Bob Newhart show, Newhart, and later series. So it's going to be fun. Maybe the Big Bang Theory as well. But I can't wait. I can't wait. I miss him already. I really do. It's so sad. But he lived a long life. And he was funny to the end. He really was. And that's so sad. It really was. You know, I still have a tear in my eye for that. So I don't know if he visited Chicago, you know, recently. I don't think so. Maybe he was too old to travel. But from what I understood, he misses his hometown a lot, you know. So that's good. Also, someone mentioned they made a statue of him sitting in a chair. I think it's at Navy Pier. I haven't seen that. I'd like to see that, you know. So that's wonderful. Yeah, that's great. You know, to honor him and the city. You know, a lot of people put down the city because, you know, what's going on and all that. But, you know, Chicago has wonderful things, wonderful places to see, wonderful places to eat. It's got everything, you know, and it's rich history. That's why I do the show. So that's what people tell me. So that's wonderful, you know, because other celebrities, like, for example, they have Mary Tyler Moore, you know, the Mary Tyler Moore show that was based in Minneapolis. They have a statue of her. That's in Nicollet Mall downtown. They also have the Fonz, you know, Henry Winkler. That's in Milwaukee. You know, and and also Jackie Gleason, you know, played Ralph Crandon. They got a statue of him in Manhattan by the Port Authority bus terminal. They have that. And also Elizabeth Montgomery and Bewitched in Salem, Massachusetts. I got to see that. So that's wonderful, you know, to honor TV stars like that. They brought us a lot of laughter and joy to our living rooms, you know, and great memories, and made us laugh and made us feel good. That's great. That's wonderful. All right. So let's get started. I don't have much time left. I got to do something later. All right. So we're going to talk about Paella's restaurant. Okay. Someone mentioned about this restaurant, and it was at the time, it was a wonderful Italian restaurant that served delicious Italian cuisine, and they had selections from both a New World, you know, so you had the traditional Italian cuisine like that, And the first one was located at 3855 West Chicago Avenue, and that's in the Humboldt Park neighborhood, I believe. Yeah. So I looked it up in Google Maps, and what I saw was an empty lot. It's gone. So it must, from what I understand, it opened like in the late 1930s, and it served a lot of people in that neighborhood. It's probably the Humboldt Park neighborhood, the Austin neighborhood, and they had a room called the Benevento Room with twinkly star ceiling and three-dimensional landscape scenes, like you were, that has the romantic atmosphere of an Italian patio overlooking the Mediterranean, which sounds beautiful. So it sounds like Club El Banco, you know, on 63rd Street, near Kedzie. Was it California? Yeah, it's about California. I'm sorry. So I think the owner was Dominic Paiello. I could be wrong because maybe it was him. And they also have another room to, it was called the East Room, and it was like a reserved for parties and banquets, you know. So if you have like a special event, you can have it there, you know. And then it left about maybe the early 1960s, and I think so. I could be wrong. And it moved to Broadview, Illinois. And the address was 9200 West Cermak Road in Broadview. You know, I don't know how long it was there. Probably about, maybe about 10 years more than living there. So that's a shame because the neighborhood changed, and it was very successful, and people didn't want to leave, and the owners wanted to continue. So that's great. It wasn't the same, so that's okay. So I found a menu of this wonderful establishment, and I'll read off some of the items. Well, most of the items, excuse me. That will wet your whistle, so to speak. So let's see what we get started. Like, for example, appetizers. They had, of course, minestrone soup. They had soup du jour, whatever soup they had. They had a cup or a tureen. So I think tureen is, you know, if you're Italian, you probably know what that is. They had a relish tray. They had a shrimp cocktail, oysters Rockefeller in season, Bismarck herring, stuffed celery, fruit cocktail, celery hearts with olives. Oh, okay. Also, oysters, a lot of oysters. Oysters on a half shell, oysters casino, clams. You know, they had that. Oh, that sounds good. It really does. Their specials had, I'm going to read them off and maybe you can figure this out. They had a whole breast of capon andouillon with wild rice. That took a while to order it. That sounds interesting. Excuse my Italian, so I'm going to read it off. So they had bracciolini alla paleo. That's rolled beef with gnocchi. That sounds good. Chicken cacciatore. Cornish hen with wild rice. You know, they had linguine with calamari sauce. I think it's calamari. Yeah. Eggplant parmigiana or pasta fagioli. That's like noodles and beans. It's like lobster diavolo. That sounds good. Shrimp. They had shrimps with rice. Always like that. They had Dover salt. That's this is the fish. Rainbow trout, chicken Vesuvio cooked with wine and Italian herbs. Mm. Lobster tails, frog legs, if you like frog legs. And, of course, French fried shrimp with tartar sauce or cocktail sauce, if you like. And fried deep sea scallops. Yeah, that sounds good. Okay, the main courses were, of course, they had butt steak, and it was served with onion rings or bordelaise sauce. They also had New York cut sirloin steaks, filet mignon, broiled milk-fed spring chicken, beef tenderloin tips, sirloin steak, barbecue back ribs, shish kebab, porterhouse steak, pork chops, and lamb chops, spring lamb chops. Okay. Okay, next, let's go here. Excuse me. Now, here's some Italian suggestions. Here's the Italian cuisine. This is very interesting. Well, it was a mixture of that. They had prime rib. It was beef, and it's a juice. Dunk it. pepper steak. Baked pork chops with tomato sauce. Veal scallopini. Ooh, that sounds good. Ham steak. Tom turkey. Yeah, turkey, yeah. Half chicken, you know, I mentioned that. Cacciatore, you know, chicken cacciatore, veal cutlets, lasagna, spaghetti, you know, with butter sauce or mushroom sauce, spaghetti with meatballs, chicken ravioli, ravioli with pot cheese, masaccioli, everyone loves masaccioli, pollo tetrazzini, which is chicken, you know, with ham, mushrooms, cream sauce, baked over spaghetti. That sounds delicious. Mezzo spaghetti or mezzo ravioli. That's a combination of that. And also, if you wanted spaghetti and masaccioli together, and you can even have it served with meat or without meat. And also tagliarini spinach, and that's like green noodles with meat sauce. Also just masaccioni with sauce, just it. And also they had Lake Superior whitefish and fried New York counts. I don't know what that is. That's with tartar sauce. And also, you know, plain spaghetti if you want that. And side dishes they had, well, you can have garlic bread. Or they had lobster. They had all kinds of lobster. Lobster cardinal, lobster thermidor, chicken livers. You want a clubhouse sandwich. Caesar salad, of course. Broiled chopped sirloin steak. Breaded pork tenderloin. Chicken a la king. Lobster Newburg. You want a steak sandwich broil? That sounds good. And an Italian salad bowl. Okay. By the way, the phone number of this place that was located on West Chicago Avenue was Van Buren 69808. You can make reservations then. And, you know, they had the prefix with the call letters. That's the exchange letters like that. I mentioned the appetizers and all that. They had salads, you know, dressings like French, Italian, oil, vinegar, Thousand Island, Roquefort dressing. You don't find Roquefort dressing that much. And also you want French fries if you want. For desserts, they had rice pudding, pie, jello, ice cream. They had spumoni, sherbet, tortoni, like that. And it was all a la carte as well. Also, they had parfaits, strawberry or a la carte. They had that. Or gorgonzola, you know, we serve it with toasted crackers. Also, they had antipasto. Yeah, if you like the antipasto. You know, and they had all kinds of desserts, you know, pastries. Like, I would imagine cannoli, tiramisu. They probably had that. They had demi-tasse, which is, that's from the Honeymooners. I remember like, Ralph Grande, you know, Jackie Gleason says, he didn't want a demi-tasse. He wanted a small black cup of coffee. I remember that. It's funny. So that's hilarious. That really is. So, you know, that's funny like that. So I'm glad I found the menu of this place. I wish I went to this place. This sounds awesome, you know. And so, you know, we still have a lot of great Italian places in Chicago. If you go to the Italian Village downtown, or you go to Little Italy on the west side, you know, on Taylor Street, they had Rosebud. But I heard Rosebud was closing, and now they just have private parties. It's just a shame. I've never been to Rosebud. I always want to go. There was also, what's the other one? I can't think of it. I can't think of anyone, but they still have good. There was one on the Pilas Heights. I went to Capri with some of my friends, and it was delicious. It was good. So I love Italian food. You know, first one is Greek, of course. You know, I love that cuisine. But I'm a kind of a fussy eater. I don't like most stuff in Greek cuisine, you know, just basically, you know, like that. But Italian is second. Third is Chinese. And fourth is probably Mexican. Some Mexican food. Not spicy because it bothers my stomach. I don't want to do that. Okay. Right now, I'm going to take a break and then talk about Stouffer's cakes in the 1970s. But first, I'm going to play a commercial for Stouffer's cupcakes, ice yellow cupcakes, if you pardon me. And of course, it's from the 1970s. Let me see what year exactly it was. 1972. Yeah. So sit back and relax. And here's a commercial for Stouffer's ice yellow cupcakes from 1972, and then when I come back, I will discuss about my memories of that wonderful product and other cakes that I remember. Okay, so just relax, and I'll be right back. Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Upgrade your business with Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. Shop Pay boosts conversions up to 50%. Meaning fewer carts going abandoned and more sales going cha-ching. So if you're into growing your business, get a commerce platform that's ready to sell wherever your customers are. Visit Shopify.com to upgrade your selling today.
This Stouffer's cupcake could be going to a birthday party. And this one into someone's lunchbox. And this one on a picnic, perhaps. And this could be a special treat for someone who eats all their carrots tonight. Now that there are Stouffer's fresh frozen cupcakes, why, you can take one and leave the rest for later. Have a good day with Stouffer's.
Okay, everyone, I am back. I hope you enjoyed the commercial for Stouffer's iced, iced yellow cakes. Ice yellow cupcakes, excuse me. Yeah, getting a little confused. This is from 1972. I remember these very well. It was the packaging of those that caught my eye when I was a kid. And they were frozen and came individually. They were, you know, frosted like that. And let's see. So they came in flavors like, for example, vanilla, chocolate, strawberry. I don't know what the other one was. I don't know, banana, I guess. I don't know the flavors. And also coconut. Could be banana. I'm not sure. And I remember my mom bought these when I was little, and they were so good. You know, and I always wanted a chocolate, and I used to fight with my brothers that I wanted the chocolate one. I got it because I'm older. So, you know what? I like coconut. I really do. A lot of people are not fans of coconut, you know, but I love coconut. I really do. You know, I like it on donuts, you know, or pies, you know, coconut cream pie. Yeah, it's, I would choose coconut over chocolate. I really do. When I go to Dunkin' Donuts, sometimes they don't have coconut donuts. Certain locations don't have that, and I'm kind of disappointed. But once I see that, or they bring it to some event, I would grab one. I would get the coconut one because it's delicious. Plus, I think it's better for you. So there were other cakes that Stouffer's made during that time. One, for example, they made French crumb cakes, which looked pretty good, you know. And also, I think they made like devil's food cake or something like that. I tried to find some information or more pictures of that, but I haven't found anything yet. No, but most of the the food items from Stouffer's was food. But I also remember they made ice cream at the time. You know, that's great, you know. But now they make solely on frozen dinners like that. This is great. That's fine. But they don't make desserts anymore, you know. And then I, of course, I explained about the pizza, you know, the frozen pizza like that. They also make the Lean Cuisine, you know. So let's see. So the Lean Cuisine, I think it's from Stouffer's. I think so. But I don't know. Maybe they got rid of it or something. I don't know if it was under Stouffer's. Maybe it was. I don't know. Yeah, I'll double check and I'll let you know. Because I used to eat that when I was dieting. And yeah, they did make that. Yeah, Stouffer's made that in the 80s and the early 90s. I don't know if they got rid of it. They probably did. There was one that I bought that it was like chicken, very small chicken portions and some vegetables. I bought it myself and then I cooked it. It didn't really fill me up. I got hungry after that. That's what you do when you're on a diet. But it was good. It was fine, you know. So very expensive. And, you know, it's Lean Cuisine, but, you know, it's full of sodium. So that's a big red flag on that. So that's a shame. But, you know, those desserts with the cupcakes, they were awesome. They really did. And, of course, maybe they were in competition with Sara Lee. Because Sara Lee, you know, they're famous for their pound cakes. They also the chocolate cakes. And one product that a lot of people miss is the banana cake. I think it was like from the 60s and it was popular in the 60s, 70s, and 80s. Their banana cake was awesome. It was delicious. I'm not a big fan of banana cake. I like it, but it's okay. But a lot of people, they said it was unique in taste, according to most people. I don't know. I guess it was. So I don't think that's in, I don't know if it's still on the market. I don't know. I don't think so. I mean, Sara Lee has changed over the years. Remember they had the outlet stores and, you know, you can go there and pick up some pound cake or like those individual pound cakes like that. Coffee cake is their best. I love their coffee cake. You know, it's good. Or cheesecake. It's awesome. Like that. Oh, well. So, but with the Stouffer's cupcakes, like I said before, that packaging just, it was just, I can't get it on my mind because over the years, like it showed all the six flavors like that. And I figured, why don't I discuss about that? Because it's a wonderful memory from my childhood, you know, because they had a lot of desserts, you know, it's just addicted. It's hard. Hard to give up. It really is. You know, I'm trying to watch it. So maybe they'll bring it back. I don't think so. No. No, they won't do that. Who am I kidding? Okay. So that's it for this show. I'll do a recap of what I talked about. I talked about Paolella's Italian restaurant that was located at 3855 West Chicago Avenue in the Humboldt Park neighborhood, and also it moved to 9200 West Cermak Road in Broadview, Illinois. I think it moved again somewhere else, but it turned into another restaurant and then it just disappeared. I'm not sure, but it's a shame because according to most people, it was quite good. It really was. And of course, I talked about Stouffer's desserts from the 1970s. This podcast will be published later on today, wherever podcasts are available, wherever apps you have on your phone, your tablet, your desktop, maybe your desktop. It's on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, any apps that have podcasts, tap on follow, It'll take you right there to any to the latest episode. You can listen to previous episodes if you wish. Also be on my blog, vanishinggoggleland.blog. And when you go to my blog, you just tap on it. It'll take you right there and you can listen on my blog. I found that, you know, I forgot all about that. You can listen to that or it'll take you to Spotify and listen to that. Also it'll be published on my YouTube channel. People still ask me, where do I find your podcast? Where do I find your podcast? I want to listen to your podcast. It's on YouTube. Do an engine search on YouTube. Type in Vanishing Goggleland Stories or Picastanas. You'll find it. Click on subscribe. You will get the latest episode. You know, you'll receive a notification or listen to previous episodes if you'd like. Doesn't cost anything. Nada, nothing, zilch. So, you know, help yourself if you have time, because I've received messages from people and they're trying to catch up. You know, like they have nothing to do. They tell me they're either walking with their headphones on, they're in the car, or they're working out, which is, that's interesting. You know, they're riding a bike or on a treadmill. Like then they listen to me. So, oh, that's nice. And also be shared on my social media accounts, Facebook, X, LinkedIn, Reddit, Threads, Blue Sky, Instagram, and of course, TikTok. Yeah, I'm on the talk. Okay. So we're getting close to episode 350. That's our milestone episode. And I will discuss about the 60th anniversary of Ray Rayner and His Friends. That's a TV show that was hosted by Ray Rayner. I will probably do it Tuesday, maybe. I don't know, because it's going to take a little time. Probably do it next weekend, because maybe I want to create a video first. It depends. I might go somewhere Tuesday, but if I have time, I will do it. And that would be fun to discuss. It'll just be about him and the show and my memories of watching him, because the memories are wonderful and we can't forget them. You know, he brought us so much joy in the Chicagoland area in the mornings. We still miss him. You know, that's so sad. Okay. So I'll let you know. We'll see. All right. This is Pico Sanchez, your host for Vanishing Chicagoland Stories, the podcast. Thank you for joining me. It's a nice day out. Believe it or not, I went for a walk yesterday and I posted this yesterday on social media and I was pooped. But I did it, so maybe I'll try again. We'll see. I was very tired. Yeah, very tired. So I'll take it easy. I'll go very slow. Very slow. And we'll see about that. So here's bye-bye for me. And here's bye-bye with a little traveling music from Ray Rayner, who will be our guest of honor on episode 350 of Vanishing Goggleland Stories, the podcast. That's coming up soon. Take care, everyone, and so long.
We have to go. Bye, bye, bye.